What are these means of grace? John Wesley looked at the scriptures. He looked at the teaching of his Anglican Church of England. And he said there are three means of grace, classical means of grace. I'm sure that he would say that there are many other means of grace. And God is not limited to these means of grace. He can touch you with his grace however he wants to, for God is God. And he's not limited to our understanding of himself. But the means of grace are, first of all, prayer. Prayer. Seek, and you shall find. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Pray. Pray without ceasing, he said. Ye have not a personal relationship to God because you ask not. Ask, believing. It's a means of grace to pray. To pray. I loved last February when we had the chapel open, and I want us to do that again, to have 100 people a week to go in the chapel and pray. But it's not the praying. It's the prayers that are the channel for the power of God to flow through. Pray. Prayer is one of the means of grace. It's by prayer that we invite God to forgive our sins. It's by prayer that we confess our need for him. It's by prayer that we receive him in faith as our holy, as our Savior. It's by prayer that we surrender to him to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. A means of grace is prayer. And secondly, he says another means of grace is to search the Scriptures. Read the Bible. Read it to try to understand the message of God to us through the Scriptures. Read the Scriptures. He told the people, search the Scriptures to see what it says about me, Jesus said. Read the Bible. John Wesley says it's not just in the personal reading of the Bible, but one of the reasons we attend church worship is to hear the reading of the Word and hear the explanation of it from the sermon. Also to read other books that help us to understand the Scriptures. God works through his written Word that testifies to the living Word, Jesus Christ. But if we focus only on understanding the Bible and not encountering the God of the Bible, then we make the means into an end. He said, search the Scriptures. And thirdly, he says, the Lord's Supper is a means of grace. It's instituted by Christ himself. Do this, he said, in remembrance of me, as he broke the bread and as he took the cup. In remembrance of me, and in the sacrament of Holy Communion, the Holy Spirit makes alive afresh the giving of Christ for us on Calvary.